Well, he was too. Eddie Bettles, dads and a treat.
Oh, good to be with you.
Hello, Richard. Shabeki. How are you, buddy?
Mate, I am terrific. I've just come off a huge weekend. Every time I make my way up to the store gift, I drive back that night thinking, oh, God, I'm glad I went. It is a great event for everyone in Australia. I think it is a beauty. Have you been?
No, I haven't yet. No, but well, so I'm always doing footy Easter weekend, so
well,
it's always hard to get away.
Now and then you just need to make a little sacrifice.
Can
you just... You
AFL?
Know, AFL, go on. Listen, I need to get one store gift
Can you get me a gig there? If you get me a gig there, I'll probably...
Oh, well, hang on. What about just actually...
Oh, running. I might run.
Please don't do that, because the guys of the likes of Murray Goodwin who go past you as though you're stapled to the ground, I can assure you of that. It was a brilliant store gift.
Excellent.
Again, first time ever that we had a female gift worth as much money as the male gift.
Now,
and there's been
issues.
A lot of controversy.
I've got
about
no
that.
Issues with this. They're both running the same distance. I've got no problems with it. They're both running handicap conditions. I've got an issue with it when it comes tennis and they're doing 3 sets to 5. They get the same money. Not on it for me. I don't want that.
I know, but
if
the
they're
other
doing
argument,
the same thing.
The other argument is they've always been welcome and they've always been available to run in the store gift if they've been good enough. Because it's a handicap. It goes out to 10. So that's been the argument all along.
Most women are going to be more than 10 away from a bloke, aren't
they? Well, we saw that when Valerie Briscoe-Hooks, who was an Olympic gold medalist, came here and they went past her quick. That's when people went, You know, Kathy Freeman's run there, Melinda Gainsford-Taylor, Melissa Breen. The list goes on of our greatest Australian female sprinters that have tried to win the store gift. So I think they've got it right. And I tell you what, the atmosphere was awesome for both of the races. We had a 15-year-old girl in Grace O'Dwyer winning the female store gift.
What's she going to do with 40 grand?
Well, I'll tell you what she will do, because she's a talent. She's in the top 5 or 6 of her age in Australia. What she will do is use the money, like a lot of the good store gift winners do, use their money to fund their athletic career and start to, you know, dedicate her life to it. And I think she can go a long way, and I think Murray Goodwin can go a long way as well. That final was awesome because we had a very tight spread between the back marker and the front marker. So I tell you what, Tone, it came down to what athlete can look the others in the eye and say, this is my moment where I am going to run the race of my life when it counts the absolute most. I am going to accelerate hard, put you under pressure. We had the former beach sprinter in Murray Goodwin up against the long-striding South Australian in Luke Houlihan, who was the favourite. He had the fastest time. I kept thinking before the race, I tell you what, if Goodwin explodes early, he might put pressure on Houlihan and something dramatic may happen.
Richo's here with thanks to Subway, the $5 combo deal. Get it daily. Let's have a listen to Pete Donegan calling the store gift.
Goodwin commenced quickly. Houlihan stumbled at the start. Now Goodwin setting out after them. He's got the task, Houlihan. He's going to finish off well. He got a terrible start. Goodwin's got the advantage, though. And the start has cost Luke Houlihan. And Murray Goodwin has got the job done. At 28 years of age, the man from Queensland wins the store gift in 2015.
I'm feeling now how hard it is to do this post-store win. Oh, I'm just buggered, but I got out of the blocks well today. And I think the field was always going to be close in a final, and I just had to keep going through the process that we've been working on all season, and just it was enough today, and I'm just so over the moon.
There he is.
That was awesome, because his acceleration phase was sublime, and Luke Houlihan, I reckon, won't ever want to watch that replay again, because he'll sit there and think, oh, my God.
That's what pro running's all about, isn't it?
Well, that's what all sport's about, isn't it? Cometh the moment, cometh the man. One grabbed the race by the scruff of the neck and said, I'm going to run my best race. And another guy would be sitting here today thinking, oh, God, I'd love that over again.
Let's find out if Murray Goodwin thinks it was his best race. Erie joins us on the line now. Murray, congratulations. Was it the best ever?
Oh, mate, yeah, it's a pretty spectacular feeling today. And I certainly haven't still wiped the smile off my face. So, yeah, just over the moon.
Murray, congratulations. Jason Richardson here, mate. I'm so pleased for you. You took that race by the scruff of the neck. I know you were thinking before the race, what parts of the race can I utilise my speed advantage, if you like, over the other favourite? And that was the start, and you absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, mate, it's thanks for that. I think, you know, every one of those runners out there yesterday has got their strengths, and as I said yesterday, they're all such exceptional athletes, and it really does take that combination of it all coming together in that final to get the result. And I was just sort of lucky enough that, for me, I think we worked really hard on the sort of preparation, and in particular the mental preparation that it takes to win that race. And I was lucky enough to obviously have Brett Robinson, from who'd been there with Mitchell before, and it was just a really sort of calm process for me throughout the day. And I think that that really helped with getting that end result.
It's interesting about the calm approach and the mental approach, because that 10 minutes before the stall gift, when you meet the dignitaries at the start, at the finishing gates, and then run down and get introduced one by one, the big crowd, the atmosphere, that feeling of sick in your stomach, and you probably can't get any saliva because you're that nervous. And then for TV, we've got a long delay. We're doing a football preview on Channel 7 before coming to the stall gift. You're around at the start, just walking around. That, I can imagine, was such a nervous time.
Yeah, when you get down there, and the starter said to us, you probably have another five here, boys. It's sort of that time where you're ready to go, and then you're sort of wondering, well, yeah, I've got 5 minutes here to sort of spend. And I think I just got in that moment. I just really started going through that process of, wanting to just get in the moment and enjoy it more. And I knew that if I was able to sort of put myself on the line there and know that I could come out enjoying it as much or as more than any of the other athletes there, that I stood a really good chance. And I think, you know, that's a big message for me, especially for the young sportsmen as well, is just to keep going and enjoy your sport.
Murray, it's been well documented about the break you've had from the sport. You took up school teaching there a few years ago, left running. You've come back now 12 months ago, and you've got to this stage of your life. Do you look back at it overnight this morning and think, gee whiz, I wonder what could have been if I hadn't have had that little bit of a break?
Yeah, it's hard to weigh up at the moment if, it's done me well or not. I think, it's certainly made me really, knuckle down this year. I know I'm working with a really short time frame, and I probably still realistically have got maybe a few years left to try and push with some other success. But it's hard to tell.
Well, what you've got is immense ability, and I've heard that you're actually thinking of extending out to 400 metres. Is that your number one event rather than the sprint?
Yeah, well, when I sort of walked away from the sport just after finishing school, I was at the time I was the Queensland schoolboy champion for 400 metres. I'd run a 48 second 400 metres at that point. So, I'd have to sit down obviously with the coach again and start to see what options are available. But we did a lot of sort of 300 work early on in the year, and we felt like that there was some times there that were sort of really indicated to us that if we were to go that next step onto the international stage, that would be the event. And we know that Australians have done really well in the past over that distance as well. So, yeah, it's exciting to see what we can come up with.
So you have a little break now. Did you have an opportunity to, after the race, to chat to Luke Houlihan? I mean, I can't even imagine what was going through his mind post-race.
Yeah, I managed to see Luke quickly. And, obviously I sort of said to him, mate, it happens to all of us. And, I certainly feel like Luke's still got so much to offer, both that event and others as well. He's a great guy. And these guys are competing yesterday, it's a very tight-knit community, really. And there's so many good stories out there. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Well, he's an immense talent, and he will have a future. Maybe he had missed his one and only opportunity to win a stall gift. And talking about that, is that something that you really appreciate at the moment, the significance of it? And probably it's dawning on you the more and more interviews you do and the people that are talking to you about it?
Yeah, most certainly. Having been around a few of the stories with our own group, but then really getting down there this year and just starting to get into the history a little bit more and having a look, I made that walk on the Monday morning down the main street and just went through the pavers and having a look at some of those and, And then getting in there this morning, I went into the Hall of Fame and just starting to get a little bit done with them as well. And it really does. It's you certainly feel like it's a great part of history to be in.
Jason Richardson, I'll ask you the same question as well, because Muzz, we've got two store gift winners here.
One 1,000 years ago.
Oh, that's all right. You still won it. So take us through the elation of, is this like an AFL grand final for AFL players? Is this like a Melbourne Cup for racing? Is the store gift the main prize for runners?
Well, I think I think your Melbourne Cup analogy, Murray, I think is 100% on, because you ever look at the Melbourne Cup, due to the handicap nature of it, you get one really red hot chance to win a Melbourne Cup when you're in the right weight range. And in professional athletics and in Australian athletics, and to put the significance of it, there's been one Australian athletics event on television for the entire year, and that is the store gift. That's how significant it is. But, Murray, you get really one opportunity to win. You had a handicap of 6.5 metres and you're a legitimate, you know, 10.5, 10.4, 100-metre runner. You won't get 6.5 ever for the rest of your life. You had one opportunity, and that's what makes it so unique, this event.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, you're right. It's very much about being in that right time in the right place. And I think, you know, it's a very steep learning curve too, because, you know, for the people that do end up in that position like me yesterday, you know, you have, some of us have had only the year or 2 years of, you know, trying to work out that professional league very quickly. And so it all happens fast, and you've got to be, you know, take on everything that's going on around you.
How's the head this morning?
mate, the majority of the Vikings group, they've all got the Australian Beach Championships last night. So I think I wasn't putting too much pressure on them, because I know they all want to succeed over the Aussie Beach. It was very nice to be able to be part of the VAL post dinner, and then head down to the hotel for obviously a couple more relaxed invitations down there.
And you talk about the community and walking into, you know, the pub where they all go to, and the community, the being embraced as a store gift winner, the feeling of warmth amongst the group. I know they're all competitors, but the it's maybe even envy from a lot of them. I mean, you must have felt that, and you must have been on cloud nine last night.
Yeah, as you know, Richo, this athletics game, it can be pretty grueling, and I certainly think that, you know, win, lose, or draw on an event like that, athletes, you know, are just happy to be, for a lot of us, finishing off the season. It's a real chance to celebrate the commitment that the athletes have made. And sometimes that pulls off and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, it's still it's a big thing to commit to. You know, I certainly respect all the athletes who've gone through the process of that this year.
Miles, the good thing is that now that you've achieved something in running, the offers will come from everywhere. And an offer's come from the Crumpet King to say he loves you now and he can date his daughter.
Who's the Crumpet King?
Yeah, who's the Crumpet King? Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
Now?
Someone just said, here, tell Muzz the Crumpet King loves him and he can date my daughter now.
Oh, really?
Someone might have taken the best price available for you. I only picked you up at around the $3 mark, so I got the unders.
Yeah, mate. I think a few people have called me, telling me they. Where was the early tip? So I don't think you're the only one.
Good on you, mate. Hey, congratulations. A fantastic result for you and your team. Get you up in the store gift. Back again next year?
Yeah, mate. I'll be back down. It's one of those events. It's very hard to stay away from. So I'll be there in some capacity next year.
If there's a chance for you to actually run at Rio?
Oh, you can do both.
You can do both?
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll be. I'm sure that we can work out something, and you know, we'll be. As I said, trying to be involved in whatever way we can. And I'm sure that, especially the Crumbin Beach Vikings, they'll be growing and growing with the numbers down there. And it's just a great time of the year.
Congratulations, mate! All the best.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, guys. I'm just going to suck into some late Easter eggs now. So
nice.
I'll have a few extras for you.
Skin folds, just let them out.
Gone. Murray Goodwin, winner of the store gift yesterday, joining us here on 11:16 SE. It sounds like a top bloke.
Doesn't he just? Yeah. I think it's all sunk in. Now, straight after the race and pre-race, he wasn't giving me a lot of the interviews we were doing on 7 because...
Focused?
Yeah, I think he was pretty nervous, and also he was there to attend to business. He had a... it was just interesting, the fascinating, whatever level of sport, those sort of guys, you looked at him pre-race and there was this steely look of he had a job to do. And whereas Luke Houlihan, a lot younger guy, immensely talented, his time will come somewhere. The contrast between the two of them pre-race was pretty tangible, I thought.
There was a margin there, though.
Yeah, he stumbled significantly, yeah. Tone. I mean,
and that took off the point to you in 0.3.
Mate,
easy, yeah.
To stumble to that point in a 120 metre in a 12-second event, to lose the amount of time, to regain the composure, to sprint back through the field when you're the front marker.
Could be a good topic for us after the break.
Oh,
if you had your time again.
Oh, no.
Finish that sentence for us. If you had your time again.
I like it.
We'll do it after the break. Give us a call, 9429 1116.
On 1116 SEN, halftime with Tony Shebeki. For Melbourne's cheapest vans, number one for vans in Melbourne, and boozebids.com.au. Register now, the new way to buy alcohol online.
27 past three here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport, with thanks to Subway and their $5 combo deals every day at Subway. Jason Richardson here in the studio as well. Richo, we caught up on Friday too. We should mention that.
That's right. You asked the question, if I had my time again. Well, if I had my time again on Friday when I saw you at the CPR Challenge, which was a magnificent event at Crown, all for raising awareness for the need for pediatric CPR, which is so important.
Yeah.
I think, what is it, 54,000 kids who get accidentally injured in Victoria a year?
Correct.
And if you can do CPR, it increases their chance of survival by minimum 10% every minute.
Every minute, correct.
So if you have to wait for an ambulance, which takes, we know, as good a job as the ambulance does.
Sometimes 10 minutes, 15.
Correct. So the ability for all of us just to learn the absolute basics of CPR, and that's what this whole thing was about. How many people they educate?
601 came through the doors and learnt. So they had like sessions of about 100 people each session, six sessions for the day. They raised $17,500 for the Royal Children's Hospital, which was fantastic. And it was just a great day. And we had this celebrity challenge up
which
on stage.
You were the host for the day and you did a superb job.
Thank you, sir.
The celebrity challenge, a so-called celebrity. I don't know how I was involved, but
the floor manager.
That's right. That's right. Someone just sent me up there. If I could do things again, or if I had my time again, I would make sure that I won that, as opposed to running a very close fourth, but still being too good for Rita Panny.
Well, now the results. Here's the results from the celebrity challenge. It was Emma Nodded Francesco, winner.
Hang on.
I'm telling you.
The chick that stuck up in the helicopter.
In the chopper.
And she's no longer doing that. She's now doing V8.
V8 Supercar TV. She certainly is, and doing a great job as well.
She had an advantage there. So she's used to dealing with the mechanical things.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah,
good
okay.
Point. So it was all about compressions. You had to do as many compressions and as proper compressions in 2 minutes time. Emma won. Nikki Osborne, who was my co-host from Channel 10's Quiz Time and all that sort of stuff, second. Gian Rooney.
Oh, well, at least we're defeated by an Olympic gold medalist.
Jason Richardson, fourth.
Very strong fourth, too.
Rita Panahi, not in the top seven.
That's right. My doll kept telling me...
Pump harder.
Pump harder.
Pump harder.
That's what it kept saying.
Pump harder.
Pump harder. Pump harder. So, anyway, that was...
That was good. It was great.
That was good fun. If you could have your time again...
If you had your time again. Someone's just sent through a nice SMS. He's Shane Kelly. Oh. If he could have his time again, he'd check his foot strap one more time.
Oh... You know what? I tweeted during the week as I was driving up to Stawell. I drove through Ararat. You know what they've done?
No.
They've taken down the sign at Ararat.
No.
Home of Shane Kelly.
No.
Four times world champion.
Why would you do that?
Well, we need to get the mayor of Ararat on because I was outraged at that.
That's
outraged.
No. Why? He's done nothing wrong, has he?
Well, they've moved on from poor Kel. Can you believe? They've decided, well, he's been retired for long enough, so we'll just move on.
When you head up to Bathurst and you go past...
Where else? Towns that have got home of. Is Beechworth still the home of Emma George, world pole vault champion?
Well, I thought Beechworth was the home of...
Hang on, there was a sign there for Emma George.
Oh, really, was there?
Yeah. And when you go into Cadamatite...
Who's there?
Population of 200, home of the 1995 store gift winner Glenn Crawford. In Cadamatite. Mate, if you just well, been
no,
living
in these signs,
if you just stuck in Altona or just stuck at the MCG, what are you doing? Yeah, have you ever got to any of these towns in Victoria?
Oh no, but I've never actually looked at the signs. I just drive. I'm focused on the road.
Oh, please, Muralduck, home of Olympic gold medalist Debbie Flintoff.
Is there a sign there?
There is
that?
A sign.
Beautiful. That's fantastic.
Damn straight there is.
So there should be
Muralduck. Well, what did Shane Kelly do to have his sign removed? Because it has been there for a long, long time. Yeah. I was outraged because I drive. That's it, you know, on the way to store, you're Ararat, you're 32 k's away, you drive up to it, you get to Ararat, home of Shane Kelly.
Would it be too hard to do it for the suburbs?
Oh, yeah. Is there many signs just saying, welcome to the suburb? Surely not.
Who would they do for Wagga Wagga? Home of Wayne Carey or
Tubby Taylor?
Tubby Taylor.
Who? Paul Kelly?
Who do they do?
Or Laurie Daly?
Michael Slater?
Is Michael Slater also from...
So I've been told.
Is that true?
Was in my
So
ear?
Michael Slater and Mark Taylor both opened the batting for Australia, both came from Wagga Wagga. Are you sure about the Michael Slater one?
I'll have a look on the internet. I've been told. She's nodding. She's saying yes.
She's confident?
Yes, very.
Well, Rochester apparently has home of the great Sir Hubert Opperman.
Fantastic cyclist.
When you drive into Rochester.
Any there others? Let us know. 942 911 16. Any signs out there for country towns around Australia, the home of...
Great Western, the home of Karen Manning.
I thought it was the home of hotels or motels or something.
Great Western. No, it's the wine village where Great Western and Sepults are. But they do have a little sign saying the home of world champion harness driver in Karen Manning.
Oh, Shane Kelly could be in a bit of trouble.
No, that's not Shane Kelly. Adam, you've got him confused with another cyclist. Ah. Hey, Brendan joins us from Horsham. Hello, Brendan.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good.
Good, yeah. I come from a little place out of Terang, and Terang's the home of Gamalite that won the two Inter Dominions, and it's on the signpost.
And they keep it there?
Yeah, it's like exactly what you said at Catamatite. I've seen that. And Shane Kelly's at Ararat.
Well, not anymore. That's the point.
Isn't he?
No, the sign's
taken
down.
His sign down.
I didn't hear you on the... sorry if you just said that then.
Go on.
Yeah, but Gamalite is, and the O'Connors, they had another horse called Alphalite, which was a full brother or full sister.
Now, Gamalite hasn't raced for a long, long time.
He was in the popular arm days, wasn't he?
Correct. Yet they, where at Terang? Terang have kept
home
it
of Gamalite.
Solid.
Yeah. Good to Windy.
That's right. Home of Gunsind. There's a statue there.
There is.
Apparently. Now, this is where some other signs coming around. We're getting lots of them coming through. In fact, I won't
I like
go
that one. Sunbury, the birthplace of the Ashes, is definitely there.
Yeah, that's the sign there. That's rock solid. They haven't... Imagine taking that down.
No.
What has Shane Kelly done to Ararat? Scotty's on the road. Hello, Scotty. Scotty.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good.
Being a horseman, Richo, you should be able to get this one. Nagambi,
the home of Black Caviar.
Exactly.
And they've got the big statue there.
Yep. Mm.
So, what's Shane Kelly done wrong? This is a disgrace. One of our greatest ever cyclists.
We need to find out.
A multiple Olympic medalist, multiple world champion, multiple world record holder, and to boot, a champion fella.
Ararat's now the home of the biggest losers.
There's no sign there.
Yeah, sure.
I checked. There's no
sign. They haven't replaced Shane Kelly's with that, have they?
There's no sign. Mick in Reservoir. Hello, Mick.
G'day, guys. What about the home of Karen Manning, just out of Terang?
Karen Manning's at Great Western.
Great Western, sorry. They've got a sign up there.
You're right, Mick. You know what? That is 20 k's out of Ararat, which used to have a sign saying the home of Shane Kelly, which, Mick, brings us to the point of what we're talking about, because they've taken it down.
Melton apparently has a sign home of Lydia Lasilla.
Have they?
Hmm.
Okay, that's good.
Kingston Town, is there a sign in Mentone?
No, I haven't seen it. Haven't seen it, but not going to rule it out.
Horsham, home of Kevin McGee.
Is that really?
Well, it must be. People are telling us that.
Well, who's Kevin McGee? Yeah, your silence just says it all.
We'll take a break. Back with more after Sports Central. The home of. Tell us where they're from.
On 11.16 SEN, halftime with Tony Shabecki. For Melbourne's cheapest vans, number one for vans in Melbourne and boozebids.com.au. Register now, the new way to buy alcohol online.
19-4. Jason Richardson in the studio with us as well. And you know what I like about this producer? You ask her to do something, it gets done. We wanted the mayor of Ararat on the line.
Oh, good, because I'm outraged.
And rightly so.
That's right. Kelly, the great Shane Kelly. Now, keep in mind that he is Australian Cyclist of the Year. Male track cyclist, not just once, but on five separate occasions.
Olympic gold medalist.
Olympic gold medalist, multiple world champion.
Commonwealth gold medalist.
Multiple world record holder, multiple Commonwealth gold medalist, or Order of Australia, Australian Institute of Sport Hall of Fame. Mm. He has literally done it all. And I used to love driving into his town at Ararat, where it had Ararat, the home of Shane Kelly, and I was outraged on Sunday when I drove in.
And it wasn't
there.
And
they've taken it down.
Well, let's find out why it's been taken down. Paul Hooper, the Ararat mayor, joins us. Paul, you've got a very outraged man in the studio.
I could hear that. He's
it's not on.
He's full-blind, isn't he?
It's not on, Paul.
Give us the reason.
What did Kel do wrong?
Kel's done nothing wrong. He's an absolute icon of Ararat, and he's adored here. Now, look, the sign was an old wooden sign. It was a pine board that had his name written in it, and it's warped, and basically it's older than me, and it fell apart, and we haven't got round to replacing it. So there's no conspiracy, there's no disrespect to Shane. It was just a piece of wood that had some better days, unfortunately.
Not a little coat of paint, a few extra nails, couldn't have put it together.
Good nails, maybe?
It was well past that, guys. It couldn't even fuel the barbecue, sorry.
So,
replacement, Paul, are you running on the next election, the next council election, on the fact that you are replacing the sign?
I'm not sure that I'd do that, and I'm not sure that I'm standing again for election. But Shane is an icon of Ararat. He's inspired many, many people. He's a fantastic guy. He's so humble in what he does. And we're very, very proud that he's come from Ararat, and he promotes Ararat on many, many occasions.
Well, he represented Australia in five Olympic Games.
Yep.
And Tony's got a theory that when he pulled his foot out of the
that's
the
when
pedal,
the sign came down.
That you have
disassociation
to take that sign down, which is a disgrace.
No.
Someone told me it was around about the same time, Paul.
I think it's Come only on. Gone in the last 3 or 4 years, to be honest.
Is there plans to put a new sign up?
Look, not that I'm aware of. We have addressed our signage and in the proceeds of addressing our signage, particularly in relation to community groups and charities, but look, I'm happy to put it back on the agenda, guys.
Thank you.
Does the Ararat Council need some cash? We could scrape up $250. We can scrape up $250 to get a new sign, I'm sure.
we can do that in a bit more, but we'll have a chat about it, I can assure you.
What about a replica Malvern Star or something?
We need him remembered. I must admit I pulled the car over to say, where's his sign gone?
I'm sure it was here.
Paul, you've been a good sport, Paul.
You certainly have, mate. See what you can do.
We'll have a chat about it. And I said, Shane, we're very proud to come from the same place that Shane does.
Sure you are. Good on you, mate. Paul Hooper, Ararat Mayor, joining us there. Well, there you go. That's it. No skull thuggery. It's
right. We got to the bottom of it. Frank in Monturna's got a town with the home of. G'day, Frank.
Yeah, g'day, Richard. G'day,
Frank.
Peter Brock, he came from Hurstbridge, and I've been talking with his brother. This is a topic that happens to get to and be a bit of a coincidence. I've been talking with Lewis Brock about putting a sign up at Hurstbridge for Peter Brock, home of Peter Brock.
Yeah, and, great idea.
There's been a lot of interest in doing it, and they have a Wattle Festival every year, and we're going to try and organise a big car show about the same time as well. I think they should. These icons of Australian sport should be recognised. I'm totally agreeing with Shane Kelly and all that. I think that these people that have achieved, and it's what people look up to, isn't it? You know, people that have made special efforts in their life to achieve things. And I reckon it's the least recognition they should do for some of these little towns.
Excellent thought, Frank.
Good on you, Frank. Well done. The
Excellent
home
thought.
Of Brocky.
Now,
no one more worthy.
Now, a late SMS has come through.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's been negotiated at council over there at Ararat. We should have asked the mayor while he was on. Is it true that they've replaced the Shane Kelly sign with home of Richmond defender Scotty Turner?
Who's the captain coach of the footy club there?
Is it possible?
And I saw him there at the store gift as well, so he made his way up the highway, the 30K. maybe just making sure, taking down any signs on the way through.
Now, this goes back to our original topic, if I had my time again. Scotty Turner, if he had his time again, would have been born 20 years later.
That's right.
Why would you have been born at the same time that Jason Dunstall, Tony Lockett, all those blokes are playing, Gary Ablett?
I love this one too, if I had my time again. Alberto Contador, Lockie Keith, and also, what's the other Collingwood player? Thomas?
Yeah.
They would have ordered the fish rather.
Yes, exactly. Jack out at North Melbourne. G'day, Jack.
G'day, guys. Now, you would have heard of the three-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Troy Aikman of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there's a little town in Texas called Troy, and it's actually where Renee Zellweger comes from. Yeah. Troy Aikman doesn't come from there, but in the late 90s, they changed the name of the town to Troy Aikman, Texas. It was actually on, like, the road signs and everything. You know, 30 miles to Troy Aikman, and they've now changed it back, but I reckon that's a pretty good one.
Gee, that's hard to beat.
When you have a town named after you.
Forget the sign. Forget the home of, just the whole town.
Yeah.
Kahuna good Golf effort. Club has a billboard, home of PGA champion.
What are they named Kahunas after?
Stuart Appleby. Australian PGA champion, Stuart Appleby, says Kahuna.
Ted out of Templestowe joins us. G'day, Ted.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, mate.
Yes, well, if I ever time to live over, I'd have accepted the immediate membership to the MCC in 1957 after the Olympics.
Oh, no.
And I was a 21-year-old from North Detroit with the backside out of my pants. Oh. Why do I want that, hey?
You said no.
I didn't take it up, no.
And have you applied back again?
No, it's too late now, mate. I'm 79.
Edward. Huge mistake.
Am I a chance to get life membership with the MCG?
You're not already?
This is my 25th. Thank you, Ted, for your call. This is my 25th Boxing Day test coming up. Does that get you into life membership with the MCG?
So this is all about you.
Well, it has become that.
You're not already a life member?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Next 25 years, you do your job on Boxing Day for free.
Yeah.
And we'll consider putting you in. Are you an MCC member?
No.
Well, us members will consider making you an honorary.
Appreciate it.
If it doesn't cost us $500 a day like it does at the moment.
There's a blue starting as well.
What's happening?
Brockie's from Doreen. Hurstbridge can get stuffed.
Oh, no.
They're claiming Brockie from all over the place now.
Oh.
We'll need to find out the answer to that as well. We'll do it after the break.
On 11.16 SEN, halftime with Tony Shebeki. For Melbourne's cheapest cars, number one for youths in Melbourne, and boozebids.com.au. Register now, the new way to buy alcohol online.
Richo also in the studio up until 4 o'clock, and then it's half, and Cam Mooney taking you through until 7 tonight. Never, ever, ever, ever forget Farney.
Oh, he's impossible to forget.
Exactly. Moorabbin, apparently the home of more pizza shops and hairdressers per capita than anywhere on earth. It used to be a good roller skating rink at Moorabbin. I used to DJ there.
You did not.
I did. I was a DJ at Moorabbin and also at the Whitehall Skate Ranch.
So you were like, ladies and gentlemen, it's time
for the speed skate.
Speed skate. It's couple skate time.
Yeah, that's it. That was me.
That was the only two mixes, weren't they? Speed skate and couple skate.
Yeah, and then the rest was just generic music.
And you were just putting in some of your finest. What was this back in 1980? What?
82, around there.
I'm so glad I didn't go there, my friend. Hey, last night, how good is Monday night on the couch? I mean, literally on your own couch. Watch, if you're a footy fan, Monday nights has become a, honey, you go and do your thing. I need to really zone in, or vice versa, or maybe you're both together loving the footy. But AFL 360.
Great.
On the couch, I think Jono Brown will be terrific.
Yep.
Straight into Open Mic, my favourite
my
favourite show. I mean, Mike Sheen does a brilliant job with that. Yep. Guy McKenna last night was fantastic. Mm. So honest. At the same time, you've got to record Footy Classified.
Yep.
And you've also got to record the Channel 7 version of On the Couch. So you've got to have them both of them recorded.
What about My Kitchen Rules?
Yeah, I've decided to not watch that at the moment.
You haven't recorded?
No, I haven't recorded it. I don't follow it. I'm not into it. How good, ladies and gentlemen, someone call in and tell me, how good is Monday night?
Yeah, I do like the addition of Nathan Buckley to AFL 360.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
On a Monday night. Rocket was fantastic, and they've lost nothing with bringing Buckley in.
Yeah, he's going to be. Well, he coaches the biggest team there is, the biggest act in town, don't they?
How lucky are we to have Fox Footy? Oh. Seriously.
I know it's, you know,
we've had versions of it in the past, But it's never been as good as what it is now.
And if you're a footy fan, you just got to somehow beg, borrow, don't steal, beg, borrow, well, to if just make, you know, cuts
I keep
somewhere.
Saying, Richo, if you're a sports fan, you just got to do it. $50 a week.
$50 a
month. You get every footy match, every NRL match, every rugby union match, every A-League match, every EPL match. You get every Formula One race, MotoGP race, V8 supercar race. From the first practice to the final flag.
Add in Wimbledon, French Open,
all
US
the golf
Open.
Events.
$50.
$50. You've got to find it.
$50.
Hey, we're going to take a final break very shortly.
Gee, that was
difficult. Okay. Now, someone said you were going well until you mentioned Seven Mates Footy Program.
Oh, why?
What was? I haven't even seen that. What is that?
Yeah, with Tim Watson and Luke Darcy.
Yeah. It's not a Seven Mate.
You're not across that either?
Yeah, no, they're okay. I'm normally in bed by then.
Oh, you're in
I'm
bed.
I'm tired after my kitchen rules.
Now, how good. That is outstanding. I'd love an update of what's happening at Bells. I think Kelly Slater's been booted out of the Bells.
Gone.
Bells Beach. And I think Joel Parkinson's out too.
That you know in 2 ticks. Heading up to 4 o'clock, defending champion Richo McFanning survived a challenging condition at Bells Beach that also claimed the scalps of Kelly Slater and Joel Parkinson. The 11-time world champion Slater fell to current world title holder Gabriel Medina, and Parkinson going down to fellow Gold Coast surfer Josh Kerr.
That's good news for Mick Fanning fans. You were a disgrace on Thursday night as well. We know you're back for Richmond.
Yeah.
How dare you play Phil Collins as the Mighty Blues?
I didn't ask for a count, did. Talk to your club.
Right from
Talk
the start,
to your club.
As we're going through
Talk
the banner,
to your club.
You're not playing our magnificent song.
Talk to
you're
your club.
You're playing
the brief
Phil Collins because
play
you're just
Phil
waiting
Collins
to hear the drums.
In the air tonight until they run through the banner. When they run through the banner, then you go to the thong.
Did not brief you that.
That was the brief from the club. Talk to your club.
They said, as they are just starting to think about running out, then we want the song, and you went, you know what, I'll bat for Richmond. I'm going to play it all the way through the banner.
How about the fact that I played the Richmond song 4 times after the game? It wasn't even our home game.
And we all heard that. Get stuffed.
Bad luck. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. Bye.